Lewis, three in front on Beauty Generation. What a remarkable season it's been. Another incredible racing story, a second champion's mile, and a coveted crown in glory. Beauty Generation, a wonderful endeavour to win eight in a row, nine in total.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. And that was, of course, Beauty Generation last Sunday, and yes, quite rightly got a lot of accolades. What about Zach Purton? His record in Hong Kong is phenomenal now. He's sort of been out of sight, out of mind for 10 years in terms of Australian racing, but he is now the top three jockeys in the world. Surely he's close to Hall of Fame status.
What was Beauty Generation's name in Australia?
Montaigne, I think was how it's pronounced.
Yeah, we backed it one day with the Punners Club, Montaigne, and we've sort of forgotten about it until one of the people in the Punners Club said, you know, our Montaigne is now a superstar over there in Hong Kong. But you're quite right about Zach Purton, absolute star. And on, based on that, a big good morning to Ron from Moree.
He's the
president of the Zach Purton fan club.
His biggest fan. Well, yesterday this man would have got plenty of fans because he rode brilliantly, winning on Brook Magic and the last on Fuchu, almost right of the day stuff on Fuchu. Robbie Dolan's been good enough to join us. He's Sydney's leading apprentice this season with 3 months to go. Robbie, good morning. Congratulations on the double yesterday. Can I take you to Fuchu? And great ride and a horse who's really looks like you appreciate having the blinkers on yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen, firstly. And yeah, look, he's only a small little horse. Sometimes he can be pretty lazy. The last day at the provincial championships final surely showed that the first 600 metres of the race, it's like he didn't want to be a part of it. But his last 600 was very impressive, and then he got beaten a length. Yesterday, Kim put the blinkers on, and it just made a big difference, in his racing pattern. He was able to be ridden a little bit closer to the speed, cruised into it really nice and let down quite strong.
Did he surprise you a little, Robbie?
I actually, you know what, the stewards called me in and asked me where I was supposed to be riding the horse in the race. And I said, well, I didn't expect to be that close to the speed. I thought I would be, you know, two or three pairs back on the fence and then slowly try and, you know, worked my way into it from the 600 or 700. But he just jumped so well and travelled in my hands the whole race. So I was pretty confident now, a long way out, that if I had a bit of clear running, that he'd show that turn of foot that, he's well known for before.
Mm. And I guess you were surprised with Brook Magic as well, Robbie, because you'd ridden the mare in some trial. She hadn't shown her usual speed, and she probably wasn't. She didn't settle where you thought she'd settle yesterday either.
Yeah, she's won though. She's her first up form is very impressive, and that was always in the back of my mind. You know, maybe she could just pull it out of the bag race day, and she could be saving herself a little bit at the trials. I rode her in two trials, one at Warwick Farm and one at Canterbury, and even after the one at Canterbury, I came back and I said, maybe she just needs a set of blinkers. She was just a little bit lazy and you know, just not really fully there, you know. But yesterday, even just walking down the tunnel out towards the racetrack, she was on her toes. She seemed a lot, you know, she seemed very alert to what was going on. And I had a part owner in her that was strapping me, and he was filling me full of confidence, saying how far she was going to win by. And, you know, thankfully, they just ran along in front, and she was able to just chase them down.
It just seems so helter-skelter, those 1,000-metre events. It's just all over. Do you have to have a different mindset when you go into a race like that? Because it's over in the blinking of an eye, Robbie.
Yeah, look, you can make as many plans as you like going into them types of races, but you know, 9 times out of 10, a horse that you don't expect to lead or go forward will go forward. Something else could jump quicker than expected, and you know, you've got to have a plan B and a plan C, and just, you know, kind of work it out and ride your horse is the most important thing. You know, you gotta ride your horse and nobody else's horse.
Exactly, yeah. Robbie, that double yesterday takes you to 31 city wins for the season. You've got a 10-win lead over Sam Weatherly in the Apprentices Premiership title. 3 months to go. Is that a goal for the season?
Yeah, that was a goal for the season. When when I had a started to get a couple of winners in town, I kind of a couple of the jocks said to me, "Oh, you'd nearly be in contention, you know, with the apprentice title at the end of the season." Look, I'm just trying to improve myself all the time. I know that competition is very, very tough in Sydney. Like Sam is you know, he's a Group 1 winning jockey, and a lot of people forget that he's a very, very class jockey, and I'm sure he'll get more opportunities come towards the end of the season. It's a little bit quiet for him at the moment. But look, I'm just kind of relishing the opportunities that I'm getting and trying my best to improve all the time. Look, we'll see what happens. It's still a long way to go.
Can you believe it's late autumn? I know there's maybe the last couple of days it's got a little bit cooler, but can you believe it's late autumn in Australia? It's not bad weather, eh, Rob?
Nah, it's very good. It's very good now. I'm loving the weather over here. And even like back in Ireland, this time of the year, it's a little bit cooler now than it is here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now you're riding in very hot form at the moment, Robbie. Hope it continues for the rest of the season and beyond. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Robbie.
There is Robbie Dolan. A couple of winners for him yesterday at Royal Randwick, and as Ray mentioned, he does lead the Apprentices Premiership for 2018-19.
Right, 10 wins at the moment, with 3 months to go.